Franklin author Anne Walling has a haunting old family photograph. It's of her as a baby in the 1940s, held in the lap of an African-American woman. That woman is Mary Scott, and she worked for Walling's great-grandmother for decades, originally as a slave. As Walling looked into the complicated relationship between Scott and her family, she ended up getting in touch with Scott's great-great-great-granddaughter. WPLN's Emily Siner talked to both of them side by side on a couch in Walling's living room.
For her fifth birthday in 1857, my great-grandmother, Georgia Taylor Allen, received a gift from her father, a five-year-old human being.
That's Anne Walling, reading from a book she recently published on her family's Southern history. As she was writing it, her cousin approached her.
He asked me if I knew anything about the descendants of any of the African-Americans that had worked for the family, and I said, no, do you?
A few months later, he ended up tracking down Andrea Scott.
And then he unloads all this info as far as your family. I don't know, it was just kind of weird. It was all just kind of weird. And my brother was like, well, what do they want? I was like, I don't know. Slave and slave owners and, you know, a lot of white people, they ain't trying to touch that.
But she agreed to talk to Anne by phone at first. And then Anne sent her the book and that old family photo with Mary Scott. Here's Anne reading an email she got from Andrea a few days later.
Ms. Walling, thank you so much for the book. I received it in the mail today. I hurriedly turned to the pages where I could, along with the rest of the world, see my great-great-great-grandmother, finally, as a human being. I'm not sure how long I stared at that picture, holding a baby that clearly was of no relation to her, but probably no one thought of one simple picture of her holding her own grandbaby.
Anne looks up from the email.
It was hard for me to read it for a long time without getting choked up. Just the light bulb clarity that I could never see before, that she's holding the wrong baby.
I just glanced over and I noticed that I signed it with gratitude. And yeah, I'm grateful for that because now I have names and I have pictures and I have an inside perspective from someone who lived with my great-great-grandmother.
She says before all this, she didn't even know Mary Scott existed. Andrea's family didn't have the luxury of a well-documented family history. So when Anne invited her to meet in person at her farm in Franklin, Andrea said yes.
I just felt I owed it to my grandmother. Like, why would I not take the opportunity to be her voice? Let's go ahead and talk to Miss George's granddaughter. Let's have a conversation about it.
The conversation they had touched on heavy topics. Police shootings, the Confederate flag, the legacy of slavery in the South. Here's Anne.
The race question is so difficult in our society. That structure, even though it's got a jillion cracks in it, is still there.
When you start out with race relations, ain't much you can't talk about. I mean, this is it. This is, you know, this is about it.
Andrea says she thinks Mary Scott, her great-great-great-grandmother, would have been happy to see her and Anne building a friendship as equals.
With this situation, she'd be proud. Society, she'd probably be more or less like, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Anne and Andrea shared excerpts of their writing on their family histories at Parnassus Books in December. You can hear those excerpts on our website, WPLN.org. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.